scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So if your kids like to spend a lot of time on the video games, playing lots of video games all the time, well, it's actually a good thing.
Is it now?
According to a new study, video games have become an important way for people to cope with stress. So researchers found that 55% of gamers play video games because it helps them unwind. And games end up improving mental health because they provide a social connection, allowing gamers to connect with friends because they have the whole little walkie-talkie whatever thing online. This leads to improvements in mood and social skills. And because players, quote-unquote, lose themselves in the action, they're able to take their minds off of things that might be troubling them, which also helps them reduce the stress.
Well, what about all the stress I have when I can't get my kids to come do the dishes or do their homework because they're doing video games? What about me? Does my stress matter?
Then maybe you could, like, start learning these video games and then, like, you take over the game
and
from
then
them.
They take over the chores?
Yeah.
Hey, that
you,
might
like,
be a
say,
solution.
Oh, your video game time's over. It's my turn to jump in. Let's tap out and swap spots.
I'll think about it. I'm not sure how that would go over my house, but
I would think you would be great at, like, Call of Duty or
I'm terrible.
Mario Kart.
I'm good at the old fashioned ones, but I'm bad at the new ones.
Right.
Well, Johnny, remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about someone who won, like, the lotto twice in a year or something? It was like, you really hated that person.
I know there's a husband-wife duo.
Maybe that was
it. Yeah.
Well, this woman won the lotto twice in one day.
No way.
Deborah Powell of Ellsbury, Missouri, recently won twice in one day. She won $200 on a Lucky for Life ticket, but then she discovered she'd also won $200,000 on a Show Me Cash ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
Powell later joked, trust me, I'm happy with the $200, too. But I bet you are.
Yeah, $200,000.
Exactly. Good.
Wow. Can you imagine doing that? I mean, if I won $200, I would be totally okay with it and not probably play for like a week.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I probably wouldn't even think to play, and then I would miss out on the $200,000. Oh. Apparently, we need to play more scratch-offs.
I guess.
I don't know.
Wow.
It looks like a way of life.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to be buying lottery tickets after this, but that's trending topics for this morning.